This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, welcome back to my channel. So what I'm going to share today is a piece of my heart. It's a missing piece of the Ummah's jigsaw puzzle. It's a visit to Syria. You know, I've only been Muslim for 15 years. And ever since that time, it was impossible to visit this jewel in the crown of part of the Ummah. But this journey is one of pain and realization and a wonderful opportunity to put into place a big part of Bilad al-Sham, which is now open to us. So come and join me on this journey. I travel in the beginning with a sister who is in Assad prisons. There are a lot of painful moments, but I urge you, inshallah, to watch, because there is so much that we did not know. And I want to kick off by thanking Allah Ta'ala for this great opening and to apologize to the Syrian people and say, Wallahi, I didn't know. We didn't know. You tried to tell us, but we didn't know. And now is a time for rebuilding. I have stood in places of horror and I've seen places of beauty and hope. And as always, it's both the land of Sham itself and the people that are joined together to give us hope. I pray you find this useful. And there is a link below, inshallah, on how to help the people rebuild their communities and their lives. Visiting Syria was like a lost dream for millions of us. I've already travelled to Palestine, Jordan and Lebanon, alhamdulillah, but this has been a missing essential piece of Islamic history and modern pain and learning, and it was closed to us Muslim travellers, well, at least travellers of conscience.
Good morning, 7 a.m. here in Istanbul, and I am heading to Damascus. The journey is right the way across Istanbul from the Asian side, right across the European side, to get the plane and then go to Beirut. And from Beirut, we will be getting transport and we will be driving across the border from Lebanon to Syria. And I will be filming the next week of the adventures that we have there in meeting the people, documenting their stories, delivering your amana, inshallah. Am I nervous? I'm actually nervous about this taxi ride because I'm not a good passenger ever. I like to drive, not to be driven. But apart from that, there's always an excitement about going to Sham. So please keep us in your du'as. Keep Sham in your du'as. Keep Gaza in your du'as. I should say keep it in my du'as because I'm a traveller right now. You're in my du'as.
This journey was never going to be a leisure trip. I was travelling with a dear friend and survivor of Assad's prisons, Lareen. And our first day was very much about her experience returning home. Our team all wanted to help her with the emotional load of returning for the first time in a decade. At this point, there were no direct flights to Damascus, so we landed in Beirut and drove to the border. Lareen wanted to stop on the way for her favorite fruit, a slice of nostalgia, which meant so much to her that I enjoyed the taste even more. We wove through the hills of Lebanon, and Lareen, who runs an NGO for sisters who survived the brutality of Assad's jails, began to tell me her story.
فشعور لسه ما عم بعرف كيف بدي حدد مشاعري يعني مع الأسف. هي خوف أو لسه عنا هي النزعة الألم داخل سجون النظام إنه صارت سوريا بالنسبة إلنا هي كمقبرة أخيرة. فما بعرف كيف بدي اكسر هذا الحاجز، عم بحاول اتمالك اعصابي، قوي حالي. هلا اكبر نعمه اني دخلنا نحن من لبنان بعدين لسوريا، فهي هيك بتعطينا شوي الدعم النفسي، الدعم الروحاني، الدعم الايماني.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله يرحم شهداء الثورة اللي ضحوا بأرواحهم ودمائهم لنعيش هذا اليوم العظيم، يوم رجعتنا لسوريا محررة منصورين. رب العالمين ألا تنصروا الله بينصركم، هذا وعد الله حق. الحمد لله رب العالمين. تتلازم كلماتي عن الشكر، تتلازم كلماتي بمزج الألم مع الفرح مع النصر مع الحزن مع الألم اللي بجواتنا. بس إن شاء الله إن شاء الله رجعنا حررنا سوريا. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Next morning, we went to Sednaya. This was going to be a terrible day, revisiting the horrors suffered by hundreds of thousands, no, millions of Syrians who passed through these torture cells and lost people in that process of evil. Located near Damascus, the Assad regime constructed a system designed for death and suffering. The abuses uncovered evoke chilling comparisons to the Nazi-era systems used to dehumanize and brutalize prisoners and to the occupation prisons holding Palestinians right now. So I've spent time in Bosnia, and the banality of evil is a real phenomenon. That wickedness, that self-centeredness, that ego, nafs driven, it's all about me. As long as me and my family are okay, it doesn't matter. And you know, if we behave right, they won't come for us, or they're not us, we're in the right. We're seeing it in absolute real ugly. It's not technicolor, it's monocolor, because all rubble is gray and sand color, and it's just hideous, and it looks the same. I was thinking about Bosnia and the siege of Bosnia, and what's being described here is that they built tunnels in order just to get bread into the people for months. Was it months or was it years?
Yes.
Years. And across the road, not here but further back, there are coffee shops and universities. Yeah, the hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Our credentials are checked as we enter. I cannot imagine being in a truck, dragged half naked to this place. What will we see inside? Every cell in my body is screaming leave. I resist the strong urge to gag. The smell is of fear and death. We want the Syrians to focus on the celebrations of their lives, but this part of their story is much, much vaster than I was prepared for.
قد ما حكيت ما رح أقدر أعبر. الحيطان لحالة هي بتقدر يمكن تحكي أكتر مني. شعور كتير صعب، كتير محزن، كتير مؤلم، بس في أمل. يعني الحمد لله أنه كنا نحن منتظرين هاي اللحظة، الفرح بالنصر بتحرير المعتقلين. هي كانت أكبر فرحة لنا الحمد لله رب العالمين. ما عم نقدر نحدد مشاعرنا، نمزجها بالفرح بالنصر انه طلعوا المعتقلين، ولا نمزجها بالذكريات المؤلمه، ولا نمزجها بالالام اللي عم نعيشها هلا باجسادنا بارواحنا بنفسيتنا. صعب شعورها جد، كثير صعب. ما عم نقدر نحدد شو هو شعورنا كمعتقله عاشت بين يمكن هالحيطان. هلا انا ما عشت بسيدنايا، بس عاشت مثل هالحيطان. كل بلاطة بتذكر آلامنا، بتذكر الدم اللي سفك من أرواحنا لنطهر هي البلد من النجس والشار. الحمد لله رب العالمين أنه الله مكننا بهذا النصر المبين. بس في جواتنا غصة، في ناس ماتوا، في ناس عاشوا، في ناس خلقت لتعرف شو هي سوريا، لتعرف شو هو الألم اللي عاشوا أهاليهم. حتى دموعنا نشفت، بس جواتنا عم يبكي، قلوبنا عم تبكي. هون كل يوم كان يطلع من سالخ البشرية مئات الآلاف المعتقلين ميتين هنن. ذكريات لا عم ترافقنا.
Many of the prisoners who leave are no longer recall who they are, where they're from, and other key details that can lead them to their anguished family members. The issue of missing and disappeared persons in Syria has grown increasingly urgent, leaving thousands of families desperately seeking answers. Looking around, I would rather forget this gloomy place immediately. I can understand how for hundreds,
thousands who lost their minds here. Insanity is preferable to memory.
When everyone heard that the fighters have got to save Naya, I'm one of the first people that was like, inshallah, that's it. All of our family, all of our friends are going to get closure. Everyone's going to get closure. Boy, was I wrong, that's all I could say.
You're feeling sick to your stomach, but at the same time, you're feeling hopeful. Like, if you want any proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence, that evil exists in this world and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for the oppressor a painful torment, a painful punishment, this is the evidence you need right here. Evil does exist, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them sooner rather than later. Rather, it will be a lot sooner than we think.
Time for a reset. Because the Syrian people must continue with life, and they want life to be good and pure and joyful for their children, inshallah. So we walk along the old streets, meeting locals who are as friendly as anywhere in the blessed land.
We were just miraculously allowed in and just opened this, especially for us, for the only people here at the maqam of Salahuddin Ayyubi.
After the horrors of Said Naya, knowing that we are close to the great hero who once liberated Al-Aqsa and the blessed lands from cruelty and disbelief, has overwhelmed me. Salahuddin Ayyubi's real name was Yusuf ibn Ayyub. The title of Salahuddin, which he was given due to his extraordinary quality, means the righteousness of the faith. Between 1187 and 1189, Salahuddin Ayyubi took 50 Crusader castles and much of their kingdom. However, even his enemies thought him chivalrous and honourable. During the siege of Kerak Castle, he refused to bombard a tower in which a honeymoon couple was staying. He and Richard the Lionheart grew to respect one another as military leaders. When Salahuddin Ayyubi heard that Richard had fallen ill in Ascalon, he sent peaches and pears to help restore him to health. He also sent packs of snow from Mount Hermann to cool the king's fever. At Arsuf, where Richard lost his horse, Salahuddin sent him 2 replacements. I assure you, that's not something we know of in English history. Salahuddin, may Allah be pleased with him, died of a fever on March the 4th, 1193 at Damascus. Since Salahuddin had given most of his money away to charity, when they opened his treasury, they found there was not enough money to pay for his funeral.
Oh Allah, please. Free Palestine, Ya Allah, please. By the maqam of this great man, who is your servant, Ya Allah. And by your grace, liberate Al-Aqsa. Crush our enemies. And let us enter a golden age, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bless the Mujahideen and bless the Shaheed. Amin, Amin, Amin.
After a long day, it was time for some private reflection at the Grand Umayyad Mosque. Join me next time for the rest of this adventure, where the past meets the present and where horrors give way to hope. May Allah bless the people of our Sham. Ameen.